Now listen to the lecture.
Fungi belong to their own kingdom, which includes a wide range of multicellular and single-celled organisms and are neither plants nor animals. Because they are heterotrophic, fungi get their nourishment from other living things, primarily through symbiosis or decomposition. In order to digest intricate organic compounds and absorb nutrients through their cell walls, they release enzymes. Recycling nutrients is one of fungi's main ecological functions. They return vital nutrients to the soil by breaking down organic matter, making them available to other species. In addition, fungi create beneficial mycorrhizal connections with plant roots to improve nutrient intake. Fungi are used in a variety of essential ways in human society. They've been utilized as a food source for a very long time. Species like mushrooms are eaten all across the world. Fungi have also contributed significantly to the creation of pharmaceuticals. The 1928 discovery of penicillin by Alexander Fleming, which is derived from the mold Penicillium chrysogenum, transformed the way the bacteria were treated. Let's now have a look at some fascinating advances in the field of fungus. For instance, mycomaterials are sustainable substitutes for synthetic materials like plastic. These materials' extraordinary qualities, such as strength, flexibility, and biodegradability, are derived from the mycelium of specific fungi. Due to their capacity to degrade cellulose and lignin in plant biomass, fungi are also being investigated as possible sources of biofuel. Fungi provide a variety of benefits, but we also need to be aware of their drawbacks. In people with compromised immune systems, some fungus can lead to opportunistic infections. Furthermore, harmful fungi can seriously endanger both our health and the health of ecosystems.